Hey, everyone, and welcome to today's segment on Being the Manager, People Won't Leave. And I'm going to help you with your hiring process and give you a leg up on the competition and help you have a healthier and more productive workplace. And we're talking today about emotional intelligence. But before I speak to that, if you take a moment and if you have the opportunity and to push the support button and make a donation to the site, so we can continue bringing you these ever-changing topics, it will be much appreciated. But here, let's move on to interviewing and hiring for emotional intelligence and why it's important. Organization looking for the edge in hiring for top performers should put more emphasis on EQ in the hiring process. Over 600 HR managers and 800 office workers added proof to emotional intelligence is critical importance in the workplace where professional interactions with a wide range of people. Nearly all, 95% of the HR managers and employees, 99%, said that the importance of employees to have emotional intelligence. They went on to say that most workers, 92%, think that a strong correlation between emotional intelligence slightly fewer, 74%, believe their bosses do. In other words, the employees think more about it than they believe their managers do. 3 in 10 HR professionals feel most important put too little emphasis on emotional intelligence during the hiring process. HR managers identified increased motivation and morale as the greatest benefit of having emotional intelligence staff, and I can speak to that clearly. We focus it on in past places where I've been, and you'd be surprised how it changes the morale and the motivation in the organization. So when you're going to interview people, here are three simple questions to take into consideration and ask. Asking questions can help assess a potential hire's EQ. And the first one is, how do you handle a day when everything went wrong for you? The second one is, how comfortable are you in asking for help? And third, how do you handle stress and pressure? Candidates with high emotional intelligence will demonstrate how they implement the best solution for their problems while keeping the dialogue positive and not blaming others. They have extreme comfort in asking for help and are excellent at handling stress and pressure. On the other hand, those following the same questions have a clear sign a person might lack emotional intelligence is after a bad day, they couldn't stop thinking about how terrible things were and or lashed out and blamed others for things that were happening. They are not at all comfortable asking others for help. And when they handle stress and pressure only fairly or worse and could not come up with concise examples of how they manage stress and conflict effectively at work. So when it comes to asking open-ended questions about your candidate's strengths and weaknesses, pay close attention. Those who demonstrate personal attributes like positivity, confidence, diligence, and their ability to typically have higher than average emotional intelligence than those who speak about different attributes. Finally, a substantial shift, the learning curve, is needed for organizations to introduce this idea of EQ-driven work culture. Many organizations adopt an embedded approach by hiring and growing employees with EQ. Upside over the long term is ultimately a result of better team members, better leadership, and better performance. Many organizations today either have somebody come in and do organizational emotional intelligence work for their organization or their teams. I have been doing that for numerous years, and others will sometimes send their team members to other organizational places for some formal training. So either way, getting people to pay attention to emotional intelligence and have it become part of their lives and your organization's culture will help you going forward. Thank you for listening today.